Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we were talking about being careful not to let ourselves fall prey to philosophies of intellectuals. Let's continue with that study today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
It is time to quit selling Christianity like the world is selling diet and weight loss programs. We need to let the Word of God be the guide and the Holy Spirit be your teacher. We need to once again turn over the tables of the money changers and chase them out of God's house and away from the people of God. Now there's this attitude today of we are the people. We have it. Oh, what intellectual stimulation and gratification. It is so tragic that young people go off to secular schools and they fall prey to man-made philosophies that either deny Jesus Christ our Lord and His deity and the Bible, or the Bible. They lead them away from Jesus Christ and the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And they lead them to living lives that are contrary to His holy command. Now, my friend, understand, you've got a child that's graduated from high school, and they're going to go to a secular college, and they're going to have teachers with earned doctorate degrees that are going to be so well educated in the philosophies that they'll twist your child up in nothing flat, and that child, before he graduates, will be adopting much of the philosophy of the world. If you're called to work in the secular world, let me just say this. Send your children first to a good, fundamental, Bible-believing Christian college. Now, there are some colleges that teach Bible only and prepare people for pastoring and missions only and Christian school teaching. Then there are other colleges that have more of what we call the liberal arts and the various sciences. But there are good, fundamental colleges that are Christian colleges, Bible-teaching colleges, that teach these things. Let them equip your child first. And then whatever subjects they need, whether it's to be a medical doctor or some kind of a scientist or something like that, then they can go to the secular school and finish out their education. But let them get a good solid foundation in these colleges first. Now, notice here in Colossians 2, verse 5, he says, "For though I be absent in the flesh," he is "with them in the spirit." And now I like that, because the Gnostics in that day said the spirit is everything, the flesh is nothing. But then when they started talking about Paul, they say, well, he's just writing and he's not present. He's not here. And people would say, so don't listen to him because he's just not here. So Paul's just using their argument against them. He says, I'm with you in spirit. And they have to deny their Gnosticism in order to say anything against that. I had a man in another church that every time there was work in the church to be done, it's a cleanup day at the church, he'd say something like this, well, I'll be with you in spirit. Well, you know what we realized after a while? His spirit never swept, scrubbed, or repaired anything. We should have left something obvious so on Sunday we could say, look, your spirit must not have finished this yesterday. That was the job that we assigned to your spirit. Well, Paul, in spirit, is joined, he says there, in our text there in verse 5, that he says, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying. What an interesting word that is that he's using there. That is, he's happily thankful. Now, what's he so happily thankful for? Their order, he lets them know. I'm joying and beholding your order. Now, the word order there was a military term meaning order or arrangement. It has the idea of soldiers standing shoulder to shoulder or marching in sync. They're in unbroken ranks. Now, look at this command to the local church in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. It says, let all things be done decently and in order. Now, God does things in order, friend. The idea, then, is that he is joyful that as soldiers of the cross, they walk together. They're not undermining each other. They're not undermining their leaders with petty arguments and fault-finding. They're not taking advantage of the brethren, but rather they're marching to the beat of God's word, led by the captain of our faith. Now, the Gnostics were attacking, and the concern is that God's army would not break rank with them. Satan attacks. His attacks sometimes are with pleasure. Sometimes he uses prosperity. Other times he uses philosophy. Don't let him cause you to break ranks in the local church with these things. Sometimes people advance well in their job, but to do that, they've had to give up teaching a Sunday school class. They've had to give up being faithful to church. And they've chosen prosperity over duty. Some people won't get involved in some things in the church because it would take away from time they spend bowling, golfing, going camping, going to the beach, or whatever else they do. Well, my friend, when you have order, you are following the commands of the captain of our faith, and you are walking in a life that is committed and dedicated. We have soldiers that are fighting in war. My friend, they can't just decide, well, look, I'm going to go home. I'm not going to fight today. I've decided to take the day off, and I'm not going to do it today. The rest of you men going out there and fight the battle, I'm just going to stay back here. If I feel like tomorrow I want to battle today, I just want to be by myself, maybe get a nap in, do some fishing somewhere if I can find a fishing hole. No, that's not going to happen in an army. No, that would be disorderly, and that would be a heap of trouble for him as well. So here Paul is saying that he is thankful for the order of this local church. He is also happily thankful for their steadfastness, that is, the steadfastness of their faith in Christ. And that speaks of solidity. They have a solid front. They are unmovable. Every man in his place. This one person, he preaches, and so he does his job. This person is a Sunday school teacher. She does her job. This one works in the nursery. They do their job, and they're faithful. My friend, be faithful. Be in your place. Be at church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival meetings, conferences. You be there. It's your part. Do not break ranks. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know what he's saying there? If you really believe that we're living in the last days, and a lot of people that listen to this broadcast say, oh, we're living in the last days. He said, if you really believe that, you're going to be more faithful to church than at any other time. So you can say you believe we're in the last days, but that's only a statement. It's not a faith until you're actually faithful to God's house. An unshakable faith in Christ is God's design for every man. In 2 Peter 3, and verse 18, it tells us, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. And, of course, we do say amen to that. We're to grow in the grace and knowledge. Be unyielding. Have an active pursuit of God that you may intimately know him. And be steadfast in this pursuit. And that's the idea of the steadfastness of your faith in Christ there at the end of verse 5 of Colossians 2. It is time to quit being pansies and sissies that allows every wind and wave of doctrine get us off course, and suddenly we are critical of God's house and critical of his people and even of his word. Now verses 6 and 7 goes on. He says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. He says there in verse 6, so walk ye in Christ Jesus the Lord. Therefore walk ye. There's an old adage that says, when you see the word therefore in the scripture, see what it is there for. And that's a good adage. But it also has the idea of seeing something, looking back, and then looking ahead and headed towards that goal. Now, since in Jesus is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and since there are those who would entice you with intellect and great swelling words to try to puff you up, since we are to be orderly and steadfast in the faith, as ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now that's referring to our personal relationship with Christ and not just believing a truth about him. You see, the local church is important, but your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis is also very, very important. Salvation is to receive a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. The word receive means to take to join oneself to. And so we are to receive Christ. And he says, as you have therefore received Christ, as you have taken him to you, as you've joined yourself to him, he says, walk in him. You see, he not only came to be the Savior of our soul, but also the Lord of our life. That's why Thomas said in John chapter 20, my Lord and my God. That is a complete control of those he has bought with a price. Let us consider Romans chapter 6 and verses 11 through 14. And I want you to listen closely as I read these verses from Romans 6. Try to have a good understanding of these verses. See what these verses are saying to you. In Romans 6:11, he says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead. Indeed, deeds are something that you do, okay? Indeed, unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust, that is, in the desires, what your mortal body desires. Don't let those guide you. Don't let those take control. Don't let those things reign in your mortal body. So let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. And then he adds, neither yield ye your members, speaking of your body and your bodily parts, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Your mouth can be an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, as it can cuss, it can drink, it can take in drugs, it can gossip. None of those sins are worse than the other. Gossip, sowing discord, is as filthy and abominable in God's sight as the other things I have mentioned. But he says, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members, that is your body and bodily parts, as instruments of righteousness unto God. Doesn't Romans 12, 1 and 2 say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. By the way, that word service there at the end of verse 1 of Romans 12 many times has the translation in the Greek to worship. And it's reasonable worship to present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
stands my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.